Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Bikurim Daf Yud, and we're starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Ches, and in Vilna's daf, it's right at the beginning of Vav Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us El Mevi'in VeKairin. The following people are going to bring Bikurim and say the Psukim. Minar Tzaris VaRechag. First of all, if he's bringing Bikurim from Shavuos up until Sukkos, he's going to be made VeKairin. Second of all, Mishivas Haminim. It has to be from Shivas Haminim. Also, Minar Peres Shebaharin. The fruits have to be growing on trees in the mountains, because as we learned previously, that's Mufcher. That's a choicest. If it's dates, they have to be growing in the valleys, because that's the choicest. And that's proper girsa, and from olives that come from Eivar Yarden, the other side of Jordan River. Now we say Gliyam, he tells us, and Mivim Bikurim Eivar Yarden, no bring Bikurim from Eivar Yarden, Shein Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash, because it doesn't fit the description of Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash. It's on the other side of the Jordan, it's not within regular Eretz Yisrael, and therefore no bring Bikurim from there. Now the Gemara clarifies, Rabbi Yossi says B'shem Rabbi Elakesh, and Rabbi Yoina quotes Rabbi Zairu, says B'shem Rabbi Chanina, Shisha Asr Mil, Chizur Chizul Atzipirin. The area of 16 mil surrounding Tzipirin, hein Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash, that's called Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash. And Rabbi Yonah tells us, Mand Makader, one who knows how to make holes through mountains, in other words, a professional land surveyor who knows how to judge distance across land, even though there's mountains in his way, Ilan Shigunai Deveshon Minhain. These fields that are around Beis Shan area, that's part of the 16 mil of Zavas Chalav Dvash. And Mand Makader, one who knows how to measure land properly, Hadab Bikaz Ginaisar Minhain. The valley of Ginaisar also is part of this Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash. Now, Masivin and Rabbi Yoni, they asked in Shitas Rabbi Yoni, Vaksiv, the Pasuk tells us, Va'aymer, and I said, says Hashem, Ala Eschem Ani Mitzrayim, I'm going to bring you up from the Ani of Mitzrayim, Al Eretz Tavar Chava, to a good land which is wide, Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. Mashma, all of Eretz Yisrael is Zavas Chalav Dvash. So Amrulani told them, Asher Ba Zavas Chalav Dvash. What Hashem is saying is, I'm going to bring you to a land that within it, it has an area that's called Zavas Chalav Dvash, which is only 16 mil around Tzipiri, but not that all of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues, he was taught in a brisa in Mikra Bikurim, a person says, Ashurna Satoli, that which you gave me. And what do we learn from here? Loishana Tatali Matzmi, not that I took on my own. And this is another reason why one is not going to bring Bikurim from Eivar Yarden. Since Shevet Reuven and Gad had approached Moshe Rabbeinu saying, we want to live in Eivar Yarden, we don't want to be in Eretz Yisrael proper, that's considered like taking it for themselves. It's not something that Hashem gave them, and therefore Bikurim can't be brought from there because it doesn't fit the pasuk of Ashurna Satoli. The Gemara, you know, based on top asks, what's the difference between these two answers? The answer that Eivar Yarden is not Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash, or that Eivar Yarden is something that they took for themselves, not that Hashem gave them. So Rav Avani answers, Chatzi Sheva Menashe Bnei Hayon. The difference is, regarding Chatzi Sheva Menashe, we know that not only did Reuven and Gad receive their portion in Eivar Yarden, but also Chatzi Sheva Menashe. However, this part of Sheva Menashe didn't ask for it like Reuven and Gad did. It was given to them on their own by Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mando Amar Shana Satoli, according to the Mando Amar Shana Satoli, Bloy Shana Tal Tamatzmi, not land that I took on my own. As we just said, they didn't take it on their own. Moshe Rabbeinu offered it to them, and therefore Bikurim would be brought from there. Whereas Manda Amar Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash, according to this Manda Amar, Afilu Kain, even so, Ein Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash. This land, Eivar Yarden, is not Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash, and therefore one would not bring Bikurim from there. And moving on to the last halacha, the Parak halacha test, the Mishnah tells us, if a person bought three trees in his friend's property, maybe Vikairei, he's going to bring Bikurim and say the Psukim. As we learned previously, this is because when he buys three trees, automatically included in that sale is the land as well. Now, Rav Meir tells us, even if it's just two trees. Another din, Kana Ilan Vikarkoi, Mei Vikarei. If a person buys just one tree, but he clarified and it was stipulated very clearly that he's also buying the property underneath the tree, so he's going to bring and say the Psukim. Now, Rabbi Hudamir, he tells us, Av Bali Arisas Vachachurais, Mevin Vikarein, even a person who's an Aris or a Chaycher, two different ways of renting land, this person is going to bring Bikurim and say the Psukim. And that's because even though the land is not theirs, they're in control of the land. They're working the entire thing, plowing, planting, harvesting, so on and so forth, and they're just paying a certain price or a certain portion of it to the real owner, but they're more or less in control of it and therefore technically considered the owner of it for the purposes of being Kairi the Parsha of Bikurim. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Now, Tani, we have a brisa that this man, the Amar, tells us, Chachuri Bate Avais Einon Mevi'in. Somebody who's a Chaycher that's called Chaycher Bate Avais, he's not going to bring Bikurim. Now, what is this Chaycher Bate Avais? It's a regular Chaycher or Aris, is a guy, as we just described, who takes a piece of property for a number of years, let's say 5 or 10, and he's doing all of the work and only paying a certain amount to the owner. Now, Chachur Bate Avais means he got it from his father. In other words, this is a field that's been in his family for a really long time. His father, maybe his grandfather and great-grandfather, they had rights to it, even though it's not their property, but they still had the Chachiris or Arisus rights to it. So this town holds that even such a person is not going to bring Bikurim from this land because it's not theirs. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Hein Atzim Nevin V'Kairin. These people definitely will bring Bikurim because they're in full control of the land. It's it's batei aves. He had it from his father and grandfather and great grandfather. Rabbi Zeir quotes Rabbi Chiyu, says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'chachori batei aves he masnisa. Rabbi Yehuda's shita in our Mishnah is actually talking about chachori batei aves. In other words, when Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah told us af balei arisias v'chachoris mevin v'kairin, that's only talking about chachiros, which is batei aves. The guy had it from his father and grandfather, but not a regular chaycher. However, if Hila quotes Rabbi Yehuda, who says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, something that seems to argue with this, b'balei arisias v'chachoris he masnisa. Then no, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is talking about a regular chaycher or aris, even if it's not batei aves. He as well is going to bring bikurim and bikari the parsha. Now, if in Bai Meimar they want to say in shitas Rabbi Hila, manda amar b'balei arisias v'chachoris he masnisa, according to this manda amar, according to Rabbi Hila, that our Mishnah is talking about just a regular aris or chaycher, ha ba'aris v'chacher loy. If the guy's an aris or chacher, no. What does that mean? Ba'aris l'shah v'chacher l'shah, ha ba'aris la'ilam v'chacher la'ilam, maybe. That if the guy's just an aris or chaycher for a shah for a short amount of time, maybe for a year or two, so then he's not going to bring bikurim. But a guy who's aris la'ilam or chacher la'ilam, which means he has a much longer term of arisus or chachiros, maybe 5 or 10 years, so then he will bring bikurim. And again, it's not like Rabbi Zeira's quarter of Yechanan, because Rabbi Zeira had said that Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is talking about chachiri batei avais, whereas Rabbi Hila seems to be saying that even if it's not chachiri batei avais, as long as it's a long term chachiros or arisos, he's going to bring bikurim. However, Yud Alpha and Alpha on top, the Gemara tells us, Asr Rav Ba came in quarter of Chiyah, who said b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, that no, afilu ba'aris la'ilam v'chacher la'ilam einoy mevi, even if the guy is aris la'ilam or chacher la'ilam, which means he has a long term arisos or chachiros, he's still not going to bring bikurim. And olama, why is that? Because b'balei arisos v'chachuros he masnisa, our Mishnah and Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about balei arisos v'chachuros, which means he's a chacher batei avais, he has it from his father, grandfather, so on and so forth, and that's the only case an aris or chacher is going to bring bikurim, but not any other situation. Hajar Malach Yash Mevin, Malzor finishing the first parak of Maseches Bikurim, just like we were zecha to finish this parak together, we should be zecha to finish the entire Masech together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.